Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Rachel King, conservative mama, with me today as well. Charlie Grimes, our engineer. Megan Hall joining us now from Grail, senior director of and medical affairs at Grail. So, Megan, first off, I know we've interviewed you guys before, but explain what Grail is to our listeners.
Sure. John and Rachel, first, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You're welcome.
So Grail was founded in 2016 to focus on detecting cancers early when they can be cured.
Okay.
There are only a handful of cancer screening tests right now for breast, colorectal, prostate, cervical, and in high-risk patients, lung cancer screening. The problem is, and those are great, the problem is that for the vast majority of cancers, there is no cancer screening test available. And what that means is that up to 71% of cancer deaths are from patients who have cancer types that lack a screening test completely. And so there is a real unmet need here that Grail is trying to address by developing a single blood test to detect a large number of these cancer types.
That would be awesome. And, you know, I don't know if they told you beforehand, but, you know, this is an important thing for me as a family. My dad, you know, is trying his best to beat and has done a really good job with colon cancer. My brother, though, has brain cancer, glioblastoma, which we're, you know, struggling through as we speak. And so, you know, in both of those cases, my dad, of course, you know, there was preventative things he could have done. And he will tell you today, you need to make sure you get those things done, because he did not, Megan. And I think if he had, it would probably be a different outcome today. My brother, though, in his case, to what you're talking about now, there was no way to pre-screen what my brother has.
Yeah, and I think you're raising a really important point. Most people will be touched by cancer, I think, at some point in their lives.
Yes.
It's just an unfortunate fact.
Isn't it like one in four people end up with cancer? Is that right, Megan? Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, and I think even more staggering statistic is that every day in the United States, almost 1,700 loved ones are dying from cancer, and three times that many find out that they have it.
Wow.
And the problem that you flagged, particularly with your brother's case, is that in a lot of these cases, we're just detecting the cancers too late.
Yep.
When treatments are less successful.
That's
and
right.
Survival is unfortunately very low.
That's exactly no. In his case, what you just said is exactly right. I mean, he literally went to, you know, literally, and it's not doctor's fault. He went to doctor after doctor after doctor for a while, you know, complaining of different things and symptoms and headaches and so on. And it literally took over a year to even figure out what was going on. And by that time, he had tennis ball size, a tumor on his brain.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. And it's, it's well known that early cancer detection saves lives.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. When you detect cancer early, 9 out of 10 people will live to 5 years or longer. But when that cancer is found late and it has already spread, that survival rate drops to 2 out of 10 people living 5 years or longer.
Yep.
So there's a real huge unmet need here to detect cancers early. And I think, again, particularly the cancers that don't have any kind of screening test. And that's where Grail is really focused. I think we can consider this sort of a new front in the war on cancer, this early detection for cancers that lack screening tests altogether.
I agree. And again, I don't want to take anything away from what's happening, you know, with COVID and all that we've done this last year. And so, and I get that's a big deal, Megan, but I also know how many people will die every year from cancer, and that number will continue to rise. I wish we would have spent literally as much time, money, and energy on cancer as we did COVID this last year.
Yeah.
Being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we spent, you know, the United States spent $200 billion on cancer care last year alone. And I think, as you point out, despite these really tremendous advances, cancer is still projected to become the world's leading killer this year, and that includes nearly 9,000 deaths in Colorado alone, which I know is particularly relevant to your listeners.
Yes. Yes. I mean, folks, this is a reason why I wanted to have you on is, you know, today is World Cancer Day. Wanted to talk about it, bring awareness. I think a lot of people just think, Megan, well, I'm never going to get it. I mean, I think that's the majority of folks that don't have it. They just think, oh, I'm not going to get that. I'm healthy. I'm good. Well, you know what? Every cancer patient out there says that at one point.
That's right. I think that's absolutely right. And it is absolutely critical that patients get in for their cancer screenings. The tests that exist right now that test for the five cancer types are fantastic tools for early detection. But again, we lack tools completely for the vast majority of cancer types. And so that's something that Grail is trying to develop with a test called Galleri. This test is a simple blood test that will detect more than 50 types of cancer. When it detects that cancer, it will tell you where in the body, or it will predict where in the body that cancer signal is coming from. And it will do this with a less than 1% false positive rate, which is really important.
Wow, that's good.
About a population scale.
Yeah,
we don't want to be sending a lot of people for unnecessary diagnostic procedures and causing a bunch of extra anxiety.
That's okay. So where are you at in that process?
Right,
yeah, I mean, how soon are we going to see that?
Well, it's an exciting year for Grail. We are launching Galleri before the summer of 2021. It's going to initially be available through innovative health systems, through self-insured employers, and through a set of specialty physician practices.
Okay.
I think we are keenly aware of the need to have this test broadly accessible, and so we have a number of efforts underway to ensure that we can expand access in the future.
This is awesome. Okay, yeah. So how do folks, you know, if they want to continue, I know we'll keep having you back on because we've done this already. Now we'll keep doing this, especially, you know me now, we'll keep doing this. How, though, if folks want to follow this between even having folks like you on, how do they find out more about this?
Sure. So for general information about cancer and World Cancer Day, you can go to worldcancerday.org. For more information about Grail and the Galleri test, you can go to grail.com/Galleri, and Galleri is spelled with an I.
This is awesome. Megan, I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. As you know, I mean, this is very close to, you know, near and dear to me, and it really is to a lot of people. To your point, there are very few families that don't have somebody that's in the family that's either had cancer, recovered from cancer, or will get cancer. I mean, this is really becoming, to your point a moment ago, this is going to be one of the biggest killers we have in the whole world.
It is, and I want to just emphasize that everybody should go in for their cancer screens and keep your eyes out for the Galleri test, which we hope will be broadly available soon.
Megan, thank you. Anything else that comes up, let us know. I'll get you guys right back on. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, John and Rachel. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you very much. Boy, that is, you know, a blood test that would tell you your chances and or if you have cancer and where it's going to show up.
There you go. That's nice. I'll take it. Let's get this thing going.
You know, and what I meant a moment ago, I really did mean we've spent, in my opinion, a gob of money and resources on COVID. And I realize people die from COVID. I'm not putting that, you know, I'm not lightening that up any way, shape, or form. But folks, we have people dying every day from heart disease.
Right.
We have people dying every day from cancer, as we just mentioned. We have them dying from kidney disease and diabetes, and I go down the list. And I wish we could have spent the amount of money and energy and time on some of these other things I just mentioned versus COVID in this last year, because I think actually we would have saved more lives when it's all said and done. But because of the hype around COVID, and I'm literally calling it that because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. The hype around COVID has created what we have now and not doing these other things.
Right.
And I think down the road, we're going to look back and say, you know what? We lost people after COVID because we had things shut down, because people were afraid
people
to go to the hospital,
because
people were afraid to get tested and do the things she just
mentioned. Yeah, they just said, I'll stay home. I'm not going to, because COVID will get me if I go out there. So
5 years from now, we're going to look back and say, we really screwed
really
up.
Really big mistake. Yes, totally agree.
Mark this podcast because I said it first.
Yeah.
I'm
big
seriously
mess up.
We're gonna have that happen on down the road. I guarantee it. Yep. I'd be shocked if we do not. So all right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, and yes, get a free mortgage update and review. All you do is call Kurt today, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, folks, RoofMax. Talked to Dave Hart, as I said yesterday, and got a lot of great things from Dave on, you know, just how to preventatively care for your roof so you can make it last longer. Because I don't know that a lot of you realize that as your roof ages, your insurance policy will actually change in regards to how your roof can be fixed, replaced, I should say. And that's something that really you need to check with our insurance guy, Paul Leuenberger, or Dave himself can help you with that. But the way to do that is to keep your roof maintained. He can do that for you. And as I said earlier, he can also fix anything that needs done before he actually does his coating, which basically makes the roof more pliable. That'll help actually with the wind we've had and will continue to have. Dave's just a great guy. Give him a call today. Find out how you can save money on your roof, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Myself, Rachel Keene, Charlie Grimes. Dell is up first now. Dell, what's going on?
How are you doing, John?
I'm good, sir. Thanks for calling, Dell.
Thing I wanted to say about the cancer is if you have something that doesn't feel right or something is changing, don't hesitate to get it checked out. In 2011, I started... My voice seemed to be changing, and I had a sore throat. He got it checked out and wound up. It was stage 4 throat cancer from Agent Orange in Vietnam.
Mm.
And I went through 16 chemos and 30 radiation treatments on my neck.
And I
had an allergic reaction to second chemo and flatlined for 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
But
how are you doing now, Del?
I'm still dealing with some skin cancers and that from the Agent Orange and
right.
that, but as far as the throat cancer goes, they've given me a clean slate on
Good.
That.
Good to hear.
My voice has definitely changed, but
okay.
I had a good oncologist after PA and that name, but it was a rough 6 months there, beginning of 2012.
Yeah, I can imagine. Wow, Dell. And again, thank you for your service, and man, keep up the fight, Dell. That's all I can say.
Yeah. People that say no, if something don't feel right, get it checked out.
Yeah, good point. Dell, thanks. Great tip. He is living proof of that. Dan and Blackhawk, you're next, sir.
How you doing, John?
I'm very well, sir. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, I responded to your email earlier this week on the ballot initiative.
Yeah, I got that. I just need to delve into it. You know, probably do that this weekend. I've had a, you know, as you can tell, a busy week.
Yeah.
Slightly.
So,
busy.
It's all right.
How's it going, Rachel?
I'm doing good, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, I had to go get a haircut, so I caught the last part of the hour about requiring tests. Are they going to require tests for everything now, or what?
No, we were just speculating what may happen with some of these, down the road, you know, when it comes to, you know, sporting events or even, you know, air travel, things along those lines. I could see, and it'll be really interesting to see how it plays out. I don't think, I could be wrong, I've been wrong before, but I don't think that constitutionally they could mandate a, you know, nationwide, you've got to get this. You know,
no, the government can't, but private businesses could.
Yeah, exactly. Private, you know, the airlines could.
Yes.
You know, federal government could say, you know, if you're going to be on federal property, you have to have it, which would include flying at that point. I mean, there's all sorts of things they could do that way. And the private world, you know, the private sector can, you know, basically do whatever they want. I think employers, though, it will be a little different when it comes to the employer-employee side, because some employees would have, you know, maybe it might have a religious belief or some real, you know, standing to say, no, I'm not going to get that, and no, you can't fire me because I don't. That, I'm not an attorney. I don't know how that will come out.
Yeah, I believe aborted fetus is in one of the vaccines. I don't know which one it is, but I mean, if you're... Let me look it up.
From a long, I mean, I don't know if that's true either. That was early on. There was some speculation on that from some of the original, like, 50-plus year ago stem cell stuff. There might be a tad, but I don't know if that's even true.
Okay.
I'm not positive of that. I don't know that.
But
that could
be a conflict if somebody, you know.
Some people just may have, you know, hey, I just don't want that being injected into my body, period. I'm one of those.
I am too. So I'm kind of like you, Rachel. I've just been... I don't want to say self-isolating, but I haven't been going out like I normally had before the virus hit.
I have. So, you guys, what is with you guys?
I haven't changed a single thing in my world. I've been going out.
Let me tell you, John. So I live out of Black Hawk, so it's not, you know, it's a trip for me to come down to town.
Sure.
So I just make it once a week, and I go home, and it's been a, I hate to say it, but it's been a blessing for me because I've been at home and been able to get a lot of stuff done that I wish COVID would have never hit, but because of it hit, I was able to get a lot more done at home that I had previously. I'd been so busy with life that I've been able to do that. So, but that doesn't mean, like, we went out pheasant hunting last weekend in Nebraska.
Oh, fun.
And nobody was wearing masks out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nebraska has kind of been all along
just live free, man.
Kind of a no. I mean, some of the bigger cities have done some masks, you know, Omaha, Lincoln. But, you know, for the most part, Nebraska's kind of been, from the get-go, kind of a mask-free state.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've my friend has been saying, oh, they've got a high number of cases out there. But I kept asking them, like, well, is that because of Lincoln and Omaha? I mean, you're talking Nebraska, it's like Wyoming. There's not, I mean, there's certain population areas. But for the most part, it's, you know, it's wide open spaces.
Right.
So, right. I mean, if you're out, so I was out pheasant hunting, I wasn't wearing a mask.
No.
You know.
Nice.
But they have on the doors required masks. So, of course, you know, put them on, I go in there, and nobody's wearing a mask.
Right. Yeah, they're doing it because I'm guessing the state says so, but most of the, I've got, you know, clients and folks that, you know, been talking about that, basically saying, yeah, no, if you guys want to go out to dinner and not wear a mask and dink around with all that, just go to Nebraska. You can eat wherever you want. Have fun.
Yeah.
Well, the one restaurant we ate at had they had it closed. They had the lobby closed. They only did takeout. So I was like, oh, that was kind of bummed about that. But, oh, well. I guess they didn't want to clean the tables or whatever mandates they have for that. So.
Yeah, I will say that, you know, the one thing COVID has done to, you know, to your comment a moment ago that I have enjoyed is I feel like everything is much, much cleaner than it's ever been before, which, by the way, I'm very thankful for that, you know, from an airplane to the restaurant you go to whatever. I mean, everything is much, much cleaner, which that part of it could stay for all I care.
Yeah, I don't mind the
that
clean.
Part I like.
Yeah, keep it clean. That's
yeah,
fine.
Well, I wish it was always that way.
Right.
And, you know, they said the virus, they're going to eliminate the virus, but they don't realize they've already accomplished what they wanted to because they eliminated the flu and the cold.
Yep.
We don't have any more flu cases.
Yeah, no, we basically cured lots of things with COVID, including the, you know, common cold and flu, the, you know.
I haven't heard anything about the flu.
Right.
Like, usually you're dry, you know, like, you hear it on the radio.
I know.
During, the hour stops. This many,
I don't think it went away, guys, to tell you the truth.
No, it just got absorbed into all the COVID numbers, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking that it's, you have the flu, but we're going to call it COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that they can bump their numbers up, just like, you know, what was my mom told me a few months ago. It's like, oh, there was 10,000 people that died in California. And I'm like, yeah, and how many babies were born on the same day?
Right.
You know? Hmm. And, you know, it's like people live and die every day. So.
Yeah, I think when it's all said and done, and I don't have the final numbers, and we won't for a few months now, but I'm guessing, Dan, when it's all said and done, 2020, unless they somehow manipulate and finagle the numbers around, I'm guessing 2020 won't look a lot different than 2019 or 2018 when it's all said and done. That's my prediction.
No, you're right. The numbers are right on that.
So
I think it seems like they were in cahoots, and this is conspiracy, so I don't know. But it seems like, you know, it was interesting that it came out when it did. They shut down the economy, and they caused things to occur that they took advantage of. And unfortunately, you know, we weren't thinking, and that's why, you know, I got tired of everybody talking about the stupid election. And I'm like, okay, instead of getting mad about it, saying this was wrong and that was wrong and everything else, it's like, well, what can we do to prevent this from happening? And, you know, it's like, well, we got to put some initiatives in place to help stem the tide of, you know, liberals or people who don't agree with us to make sure that it's fair and equitable. I mean, you know, if Biden was duly elected, which I don't think he was,
right,
in my opinion,
I agree,
you know, What do we need to do to make sure that our next election, presidential election, occurs, that the president who is elected is duly elected, and we don't have all this controversy with, you know, ballots and mail-in ballots and computer software and everything else? It's like, let's get that taken care of now.
Right.
So that in future years, it's like, and I would think, you know, whether you're left-leaning, right-leaning, liberal, or conservative, everybody would be for that.
Mm-hmm.
You would think, but I think Democrats are now. Democrats are pushing. They're pushing for all mail-in now. Democrats.
Well, of course they want to do that.
Yeah.
Right. The thing is, they had
easiest way to cheat.
Right.
Yep.
They had such a hatred for Trump.
Right.
That they did whatever they could, and that's stupid. I mean, I can understand that he was an abrasive individual, and he did some things that were very controversial, but at some time I'm like, look what he did. Forget about him.
Right.
Look what he did.
Right. I want to go back real quick for everybody listening to make sure that I'm saying this correctly, because some of you will go out and actually try to fact check what I just said, which, by the way, you can. So right now, some of the facts, or what they claim as facts, which I would debate, are saying that the U.S. preliminary death toll for 2020 will be 12% more than the deaths in 2019. But as you and Rachel were talking a moment ago, I read the fine print, and really all they've done in this particular guesstimate is they took roughly what the deaths were in 2019, added on the additional COVID deaths that they feel will be happening in 2020, which makes it 3.1 million total deaths versus 2.8 million deaths. So really all they're doing right now as their preliminary guesstimate is adding COVID deaths into the national average, then saying we're up 12%. When we get the final numbers in, it'll be interesting to make sure that they
don't... For 2020.
For 2020.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to see if they don't tweak things in their favor,
uh-huh.
Because again, I'm saying that I don't think there will be the same average of non-COVID deaths in 20, 2020 that were in 2018, or 2020 versus 2019, mainly because we've added so much comorbidity into the COVID deaths. I don't think it's going to be up by much. That's my own opinion.
Either.
And again, don't look at the facts that some of these people are stating right now, folks, because they're guessing. Literally, they're taking the COVID deaths, adding them to the average of what we typically have in 2019, 2018, and
guessing.
Saying
right.
They're guessing.
Right.
This is not factual.
Yeah.
I'm an auditor. Give me the numbers, and I'll audit it.
Well, and here's the thing that we're going to have to be careful of, Dan, is, and as you know, too, here's the thing. You need, you know what this is. We will have to have raw numbers to make sure that they are not making the numbers fit what they want it to say. In other words, I want to see the actual backup numbers to what's reported.
Right.
To me, that, and you know, as an auditor, that's what you have to do. I'm not going to go off the numbers you gave me. I want to see how you made the numbers work.
Right.
Right.
What went into the number?
Being a statistician, I mean, we love statistics. You can manipulate statistics any way you want. And, you know, most people in college, because I was getting a business degree, I had to take statistics, and people dreaded it. I loved it.
Well, honestly, this is a great challenge and a great task for you. I mean, I think you could be the one listener we have that could start looking at this, and as we roll through, 2021, did we really see an increase in 2020 in overall deaths? And by the way, I wouldn't be shocked, Dan, at the end of the day, if we didn't have a 100, 150K more deaths. I mean, yeah, we COVID definitely killed some people earlier than they may have died otherwise.
But aren't they, around 100,000 more, something like that, but aren't we at like 400,000?
Well, and let me
finish. Is that what they're saying? Which is just,
Dan, I think you guys will both know where I'm going here. Even if we have an uptick, by the way, I don't think you're going to know all the final numbers and really where we're at until about 2023 or 2024, because I also predict that even if we are up a little bit in 2020, I believe we'll be down in 2021 from some of the people that got COVID and died earlier than they would have normally. That's my prediction.
Right.
Make sense?
Oh, yeah. It has nothing to do with politics, though. Nothing.
What I'm saying is they got the numbers. Give me the numbers. And then figure it out. The problem is, I audit the standards, whether it's an internal standard, a government standard, or whatever.
Right.
They're not explaining those standards.
No, they're not.
To anybody.
You're correct.
And then the also thing about, we're having an overflow of hospital beds, so that's why we got to shut down the restaurants. That's why we got to shut down up in Black Hawk, Central City. They got to shut down the tables because we're going to overwhelm the hospital.
Which didn't happen, by the way.
And the thing that I'm saying is, if our governor had any clue, which he doesn't, give us how many hospital beds there are in the state of Colorado, how many are actually being occupied by people who have COVID, and then let's compare that. And then also they didn't mention that other states were sending people with COVID to our state.
That's right.
Because we had the facilities.
We had the beds. That's right.
Right. We had the beds where the, Wyoming or Utah or Nebraska or Kansas.
Phoenix,
or even
wherever.
Even New Mexico, they don't have the capacity. We're like the major metropolitan city for this area. So,
right.
I mean, we should be thankful. And that's something that if Polis had any kind of a clue, he would say, look, we've created a state where we have more than enough hospital beds, and we can help out these other states. See which such a good governor I am, and the forethought that
if he'd had a spine, that's what he would have done, Dan. But he doesn't have that.
No. So we need to take advantage of them to explain that. And then, there was more in my email about the ballot initiatives, but we need to start marketing these initiatives and reaching out to people and figure out a way how we can use social media. I mean, people have complained about that, but instead of complaining about it, let's figure out how we can use it to our advantage too, so that we don't get, they complain about, well, my posts are being taken off and this and that. Okay, let's figure out a way to make it to where they don't take off the posts, because we want to include people that are more liberal in everything, because that's what America makes America great. We can have that discourse.
Yep.
And right now, I hate to say it, but the conservatives are there's such anger in them that I don't think they're looking past or figuring out, okay, what do we need to do in order to convince people that maybe are, like I said, down the middle of the road, that the conservatives have a better plan for America than the liberals. And we just, for some reason, we're combative, and we need to get away from being combative. The liberals are more, what do I want to say, right-brain thinkers, I think, and they appeal to the emotions. Well, conservatives don't appeal to the emotions most of the time.
Right.
And that's how the liberals are able to gain what they're gaining, because they go off the emotions.
Right.
I think I put in my email, you know, on the stroke of a pen, Biden shut down oil and gas. Well, Mexico funds their schools through oil and gas taxes.
That's right.
Right.
So if you guys remember, Democrats are always using education, education, education.
It's all about the kids.
Right, all about the children.
Right. So if the conservatives are smart in New Mexico, they need to jump on that and say, okay, Biden says he cares about people, but yet he doesn't care about kids.
Right.
Start
right.
employing what they're... I'm not going to say their tactics, but we got to think that through and say
emotions, right? And that's what right. I do, Dan. I don't know if you know what I do, but at Conservative Mama, that's what I do. I use emotion to reach the independent audience. I do a ton of satire, drama. That's what I do, because I believe that that's how you reach that independent voter, because independent right. voters tend to be emotionally charged, and then you have to reach them emotionally before you reach them factually. And that's totally right. You're totally preaching to the choir right now, because I completely agree.
The whole Wolf ballot initiative, I get so mad because I don't know how to do it. You know, Colorado is like the number one state for adopting dogs, correct?
Right.
And we got a lot of people that love to take their dogs up to the mountains and go hiking with their dogs and everything. I'm like, folks, you know, we needed to play on that emotion. A dog is a canine. A wolf is a canine. And those wolves are not going to allow other canines to come into their territory. And don't be surprised if a wolf pack comes and kills your dog.
Right. Or appealing to the farmers that have, you know, cattle. That are right. going to be killed by wolves now, or baby cows. I mean, you could we can do that. It's just the messaging is really poor. Especially in Colorado, especially. I think so. I'm more than willing to help out with that, to reach an audience on an emotional level. I think that's what we should be doing. Right. I think that's what we need to do if we want to win elections, is reach them emotionally, and then you reach them factually after you draw them in.
All right, guys, got to take a break. Dan, I appreciate it very much. Have a great night. I will email you back on what you sent me. Trust me, I got to take time and get all that read, and I will do that. Pure for Chevrolet coming up next, though, folks. I said earlier, if you're looking to buy a new used vehicle, especially a truck, I would get that done now, because you're going to see prices increase. In fact, inventories may even get a little tighter when it comes to the truck end of things. So if you thought about that, get that done now. Shop online, purefoyChevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purefoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purefoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purefoy. I know he would never say this about himself, because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building, and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. And the same with his stunning showroom, has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith. If you're looking for some financial planning advice, what to do in the future, how to make that happen, Al is your guy. He can help you with that. 303-744-1128 or find him at klzradio.com.
Your retirement plan doesn't need to be complicated. Al Smith doesn't use fancy software to create 20-page reports full of charts and graphs. Instead, he meets you with his 15 years of experience, a calculator, and some basic information about the money you've already saved. He wants you to walk away from that first meeting feeling confident instead of confused. At Golden Eagle Financial, Al believes your foundational retirement plan should be simple. Look at how much money you have now, estimate how much your investments are likely to grow over the next few years, and decide how you want to pull that money out so it lasts as long as you need it to. Then, once you have your fundamental retirement plan in place, Al will talk to you about planning ahead for unforeseen events. Schedule a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial now and take the mystery out of retirement planning. KLZradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
And Kerry is such a good guy because he's fighting for climate change, so he gets to fly on a private jet. I don't think there's any difference between that and Jen Psaki refusing to wear a mask at her daily press briefings. See, those rules are for you. They're not for John Kerry or Jen Psaki.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher. Weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Rachel Keene, where we'll circle back around and talk about that. How's that sound?
Okay.
Did you get that I just said?
We're going to circle back around and talk about that. We'll circle back. Oh, my gosh.
Have you heard that a few times?
I've heard it a few times. Has anybody else heard that a few times? I was just telling John that I did a parody satire on our new press secretary, Jen
Psaki. Circle back around.
Yeah.
That's like her favorite term.
That's her favorite thing.
We'll circle back around.
And she made fun of Space Force.
Yeah, I didn't see that. What did she actually say about Space Force?
Well,
somebody
brought up a question about Space Force, and she's like, oh, Space Force. Like, she was, like, mocking a branch of our military. Like, and the woman is, when she's asked a question, she can't answer. It's always, I'll circle back, or I know that's in my notes somewhere, or, I'll have to look into that, or, I'm not kidding when I say
no.
You're like, oh my gosh, this woman who thought she was a good idea. I have no idea. And so I parried her.
She's almost as bad as Trump's first one, Sean Spicer.
Yeah. This woman is worse. I tell you right now, it's worse. And what's funny is because I go.
He wasn't very good, by the way.
Right.
A side note.
So I go after her.
Maybe a nice guy, but he was awful at that job.
Right. So I go after her in the satire, and then I have liberals coming after me, like, "Oh my gosh, you're attacking a woman." I'm like, "What did you guys do the last 4 years?"
Thank you.
Are you kidding me now?
What did they do to Sarah Huckabee Sanders
exactly?
For that whole time?
They tore her apart.
Yeah. Called her fat and everything.
And Kaylee, oh my gosh, like, you guys.
Unbelievable. You talk about a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah.
Oh. Holy cow.
Yes. So I'm enjoying it. This might be
I'm not making fun of this lady any way, shape, or form other than she doesn't know the answers.
Yeah, you got to know the
That's
answers.
That's all I'm saying.
If you're going to get up there and you're going to take questions from the press, you have to know. I mean, the questions need answers, right? That's
right.
What the whole point of the thing. You ask a question, you get an answer. She's asked questions and has no answers. So it's actually kind of comical, and I'm enjoying watching these because, you know, having a background in acting and directing and producing, I'm like, oh, this is such character. Like, I love it.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And we always got something to talk about that
Yeah.
We'll circle back around to that.
We'll circle back.
Oh, my word. Okay, yeah, we got lines open till the top of the hour. If you want to call us, feel free to do so. 303-477-5600. Okay, so moving along. Let's see. We got a few minutes here before we take a break. Let's talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene. We talked about her a little bit yesterday. I didn't really get into it in depth. And yeah, and by the way, I do not and typically never talk bad about, you know, any type of conservative person, you know, because I don't think it's good inside the party to do so. So right. I do my best to not do that. But I will say that there are things that, and I've said this publicly, and I'll keep saying it, I think Marjorie would be well-served in talking about things that I think really do matter and that she really can make headway in, and not talk about some of the things that I feel like she's just trying to make press with. And I mean that sincerely. I think there's times where she says things that are outlandish that I don't think she necessarily even believes in, but she knows it'll bring good press, and so she says them. And I don't agree with doing that.
Right. So what's happening with Marjorie Taylor Greene? She is the representative from the 14th District of Georgia. And they're moving to take away her committee assignments. But this is what's never happened.
Because of some of the things that she has said.
Right. And these are things that she said outside of being, before she became a representative.
Right.
Right. So this is prior to being her election. Okay. And the Democrat, this has never happened before. Democrats are moving to remove her from committee assignments. This is the opposition party moving to remove a person of the minority party out of their committee assignments.
Right.
Usually what happens when somebody is removed is the
your own party
the
does
own
so.
Party right. makes that call right. right that's what happened with what's his name, he was like some racist a couple
yeah,
of years
I can't
ago
think about it. Yes,
Democrat.
Yes they ousted him.
Yeah, they ousted him. Well they removed him from, like, stripped him and everything right. like that. So this is a new thing, and what I don't like about this, and I don't know Marjorie Taylor Greene, but I am a huge advocate for free speech.
Me too.
I really am. And I believe that free speech allows people to say stuff that I completely am disgusted with. And
agree.
It is
now,
what it is.
To your point, what folks need to realize is when they do say something, they will be judged by what they say.
Right.
And there's times where, yes, I love free speech. I think it's great. In fact, I think you really learn where people this is where I don't think we need to squash it.
Right.
You really get to understanding what someone thinks, feels, and who they are by listening to the things they talk about.
Yeah, let people
you guys
talk.
Know who I am because
right.
I do this every day.
Right.
There's very few things most of you listening don't know about me because I just throw it out there.
Right.
That's
right.
free speech. It's
yeah.
what we do here.
Right.
And for the most part, you know where I stand on most topics. That's what free speech does. It
right.
gets it gives you insight into what does that person think. When we start squashing that, mm-hmm. we will not know how anyone thinks.
No.
Which, by the way, is not good for the country.
No, it's not good for the country. And what I found also when you squash free speech, because often free speech is like it takes place in a debate format, right? And the debate usually is to find an answer to a question or to problem solve, right? So people debate over a problem that's presented. When you shut down free speech, then you're not allowing the best solution
yeah,
to
no problem
come
solving.
Forth
right.
to solve the problems that correct. We're trying to solve.
Agree.
So we have to have free speech. We
agree.
Have to protect it with everything we believe in. It's something that we fought and we die for, and it's who we are as America. And we've seen private corporations now censoring. Now we're seeing, you know, others come forward within the government trying to censor Marjorie Taylor Greene. Just full disclosure, I disagree with a ton of stuff that she said, but she's allowed to say it. Like, she's allowed to say it. You know what's awesome? Is you can disagree with her.
Right.
And you can say, you know what? What you just said is absolutely disgusting. And I fully and vehemently denounce it.
Right.
But
she has a right to
right.
say so. Now, what I will say on top of what you just said is where politicians have to be careful is, like me as a talk show host, everything you say gets recorded and judged.
Right.
So just remember that as you start spouting those things
exactly.
off. That's all.
Yes. And like the same for me.
Yes.
I do my live vlogs.
Right.
I tweet a lot. So you have to be careful because everyone's screenshotting.
They're going to judge you.
And they're recording everything you're
that's
saying.
That's right.
So I get it. I get it. And you have to be careful. And you have to think, okay, would I say this, you know, in front of a large crowd? Because I am essentially
you are.
To talk. Yes.
Yes, you are.
So you have to be wise. Mm-hmm. And especially now, Marjorie, as an elected, you know, official, she has to hold herself to a high standard.
I agree. Thank you. Well said. We are in agreement there. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger would love to help you out with your insurance needs. Again, free quote. He'll just quote what you need. He'll compare what you have now, tell you whether it's right, wrong, or otherwise. And it's that simple. Just give him a call today, 303-662-0789. That's Paul Leuenberger, American National Insurance.
Your home insurance should include the stuff inside your house, too. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance, remains one of very few agents who will sit down with you and ask specific, detailed questions, making sure that in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. After a fire, you won't only need a new place to live, you'll also need to replace your gun collection and your jewelry. In those situations, you don't want to work with an agent you found online. You want to talk to someone who knows you, someone who will take the initiative to call and see how you're doing. Even in less disastrous situations, such as accidentally dropping your wedding ring down the sink, the proper coverage with Paul will make you financially whole. Paul Leuenberger can't relieve the emotional loss of a family heirloom, but he will make sure that you can replace your possessions at their full financial value. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Extreme Auto Repair, we talk a lot about preventative maintenance. We even talked about that earlier today about your health and cancer and so on. Your vehicle is the same thing, folks. There's things going on with your vehicle that you may not even know exist. Somebody diagnosing, trained eye can look at it and say, yep, this is going to be a problem in the near future. Get it fixed now. That's what Extreme Auto Repair will do for you. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair and Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
2020 gave the political class license to stop our living, to stop our production, to stop our human connection because of fear of dying. Kim Munson here. Friday, co-founder of Liberty Toastmasters, Brad Beck, will be in studio to share his thoughts on the blessings of 2020 and the promise of 2021 and beyond. Plus, Hal Van Herkey, owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, updates us on the latest happenings at Castlegate. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, here we are. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keene, Charlie Grimes. And really, we're just talking through the break there, even you know, kind of politics and strategy and some of what we need to do as a party and, you know, what the other side does and doesn't do and so on. And you know, folks, I'll say it straight up. I've never ran a campaign. I've never ran for political office. I'm a talk show guy. I'll never be able to run for office because of what I do here on a daily basis. So, you know, I can sit there, analyze, and talk, and so on. But I think in defense of us as well, I have been around the block. I have interviewed lots of different politicians and pundits and folks along the course of the last 5 years.
Right.
I have seen some things that people have done right and wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think when you get done talking about, you know, Marjorie Greene a moment ago, it's not that I dislike the lady. I just think she's getting bad advice from whoever's coaching her through what's going on right now. And if I were her coach, I would be telling her to do things differently than she is. That's all.
Yeah. Well, what we were talking about is a lot of people have gotten into politics saying, I'm going to be the AOC of the Conservative Party.
By the way, she's even a mouthpiece on her side people don't like.
Right.
So why would you want to be that?
Right. So what we were talking about here is AOC is not beloved.
No.
Right? She's not recruiting people in. Yes, she's got millions of followers on Twitter. Yes, okay, fully acknowledge that. But just because you have a huge social media following does not mean that you're growing your base.
No, because the base is what elects you.
Right. The whole goal is to grow your
base.
Social
media doesn't elect you.
Right. No, exactly.
Those followers are not electing you. They're not voters. Well, they may be voters, but maybe not in your district that needs to get you elected again.
So if you want to grow your base, you're running a marathon.
Right.
Okay. So if you come out, you know, guns flinging and you're just...
Guns a-blazing.
It's just not... slow it down, pace yourself, pick your battles, know your audience, and this is what we have to do as conservatives. We have to convert people over to our side.
In a methodical way.
And you're not going to do that by you constantly throwing red meat to your audience.
That's right.
Right? Throwing red meat is just, it's just red meat to your conservative base. It's not going to be anything that's attracting that middle of the road guy. The middle of the road guy is like, I don't eat red meat, so
which, by the way,
on.
A lot of you that are listening right now to us that have an election coming up here in the not-too-distant future inside of the Colorado GOP,
yeah,
please listen to what I just said and what Rachel just said, because that even affects us here in this state.
Yes, it does. And I have worked on campaigns, and I have worked on political action committees, and so I've been doing this for a while, and I can see people making big mistakes if they don't pace themselves is what I think it's very important to pace yourself, know your audience, and always remember we're trying to bring people in.
Yeah, and I think for those of you that are voting here in the not too distant future on who will be the GOP chair in Colorado, you need to think about, again, what Rachel and I just said. How is that individual that you're going to now elect as chairman of the Colorado GOP, how is that person going to set things up so that we now can bring more people into the fold, not the opposite? Which, by the way, in this state, I can tell you right now, from somebody that's watched this for the last 5-6 years, we suck at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do.
We do.
The leadership we've had over the past, you know, I don't know how many terms here.
Right.
We need to do a better job of bringing those folks in to the fold. And I think, you know, even folks like Steve House, a past chairman, would tell you that same exact thing. And then, by the way, when we do get a chairman, let's not eat them for lunch.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, my gosh. That we do way too much of that. It's like a circling firing squad. It's just ridiculous.
We'll circle back to that.
Oh, snooze. Don't even. Sean.
All right, we'll come right back. A good shop's coming up. And again, a great app that they've got on the website to help you with the repair process of your car, where you can estimate, know exactly what's going on the front side. Give them a call today. Find them again, 720-541-7697. Or it's a good shop. Find them on klzradio.com.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, 1 minute left of this hour. Hour three will be next. Phil Kirpin's going to join us here at the top of the hour. And he is president of American Commitment. And we're going to talk about COVID, the lockdowns, how ineffective and destructive they've been. Yes, I know it's sort of a tone you've heard from me many, many times here. But, you know, it's always nice to have somebody else reiterating what I've been telling you for the last, 10 months?
I know, right?
Or longer now?
Yeah.
Since last April?
Mm-hmm.
That this stuff doesn't work, it's not effective?
I know. It was back in, late March. I was like, we're making huge mistakes.
We're killing the economy,
yeah,
yes.
I was like, this is very bad. This is very bad.
Yeah, I could go back and probably listen to my own voice on podcast that said exactly that same thing. And here we still are, almost a year later, doing the same idiotic things. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. You have to laugh or you cry. You know? I mean, it's so sad. It's so sad what's happened to small businesses, people that are...
Yep. It's just wrong.
Yeah.
Totally wrong. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about that. Don't go anywhere. Myself, Rachel Keene, Conservative Mama. Real quick, how do folks find you, Rachel?
Just, I'm Conservative Mama, M-O-M-M-A. I'm on Facebook, MeWe, YouTube. I'm on Rumble, though. I'm trying to grow my Rumble channel. There, I'm able to say stuff that I really... think without nice. Being censored. So
right.
Rumble.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.